Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, hallelujah. And that name, someday it's never going to stop. Oh, thank you, Lord. God, I just think upon you this morning. We praise you for your goodness. Lord, in what victory you bring your people. God, we're never defeated in Jesus Christ. It's in that name and it's on that cross. Hallelujah, that you said it was finished. Lord, thank you that we can glory in that cross. Now we're coming to you today and we're going to talk about the height of the love of God. I can't even imagine the grace that you've given. Because I still think, oh, wretched man that I am. Lord, thank you for letting us see that we can have that victory, Lord God. Praise your name for it. Lord, to be a people that would rejoice and call on the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to say that the I am loves me. Praise you, Jesus, for it. God, we just give you the glory today. We thank you for this anointing upon your people. Lord, just allow us now to feast upon your word. God, grow us up today. Make us ready. Hallelujah. Let us be vessels that will be appointed, praise God, to winning your best. We thank you and give you the praise in Jesus' name. Oh, amen. 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 Oh, praise you, Lord. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. Oh, what will it be to be there? My goodness. Well, it's, you know, it's about a good time to praise and worship about being there. And just so happens we're in Ephesians 3. So let's go to Ephesians 3 and verse 16. And we'll pick it up from there. Ephesians 3, verse 16. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye, you, might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now praise the Lord, the height. And I have to be honest with you. Oh, I've been waiting for this. And I'm waiting for it. Man. And I know there's many of you have been waiting for it maybe longer than I have. But I'm telling you, it's just about ready to burst. It's about ready to burst. Thank you, Jesus. You know, last week, we were brought low. We were introduced by the grace of God into that depth. But you know, in order to really spring forward, I'm going to tell you, you got to be brought low. You got to know that wonderful grace to be brought into the depths of his love. But praise be to God, there's a season for everything. And I think it's due time, brothers and sisters, that it's time to glory in the time to come. It is. It's time to glory in that time. By the grace of God, I hope he takes us in spirit there today, just like Brother Paul, to see the man I hope to be. Praise the Lord. And you can today. And I'm hoping we'll rejoice in it today, because there's going to come a time when we're going to be exalted with him. Exalted with him. And I'm so grateful to God. That's right. It means to be lifted up. Because Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, is going to have a bride. He's going to have a bride. He tells us in his wonderful word, he's going to have a bride. And as opposed to what a lot of Christianity is preaching today, and they preach it because they don't want to upset the apple cart. They don't want to have anybody thinking, oh my goodness, I might be left out. Thinking that maybe we need to keep everybody satisfied to keep the crowds coming in. But you know what? By the grace of God, I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm here by the grace of God to preach the word. And in the wonderful book of 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter, It tells us that in the time that Jesus is going to come, there's a great sleep that comes upon the church. There's a great sleep that's on his people, and it's today. It's right now. And they're either sleeping or they're drunken in the night. And you've heard me say it many times before. Doesn't matter which one you might be in, both of them missed it. And that's the part of it that's there. You may think that you're doing great things for God, but if he's not your first love, if you're not loving his appearing today, you missed it. And then you might be a Christian and you might be just living your life in the gutter of gutters. And you know what? If you're not living and looking and loving his appearance, same difference. You missed it. So you know what we're here today is we're here to win it. We're here to win him. I don't want it to pass us by. It's too great of a time. It's too great of an opportunity. It's what God wants. It's his absolute will. And brothers and sisters, the thief is coming. And I don't want you to be alarmed because this is a good thief. This is the wonderful thief in the night that's coming. He's coming to steal a sweet lady away, a bride, a wonderful readied wife. And you know what? She's coming out from among the church. The church is sleeping and she's going to rise because she's ready. She's up. She's attentive. She knows what this time is about. She knows that her husband is stirring at the door and saying, arise, rise up, come away. Oh, hallelujah, my love, my fair one. We're going up on high. And I'm going to tell you, that's just starting to touch upon the height of the love of God. Now, Proverbs 31:29, been on my heart greatly this week. It says, many daughters have done virtuously. Many have done so virtuously. But thou, you excellest them all. How wonderful. He's pointing it out even way back then, wasn't he? Excellest, you know what that happens to mean? It means lifted above the rest. See, she's gone to a different height than the rest of them, brothers and sisters. And you know what? It wasn't her doing at all. Oh, no. It's his workmanship. It's his wonderful grace that brings her there. It's all him. But praise be to God, she is the vessel that completely yields to his truth and his love. See, she finally realizes, she's the one that realizes that this life, brothers and sisters, is not about my desires. It's not about my wants. It's about what God wants. It's about what God wants for you. And by the grace of God, he tells us so clearly in his word that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. How many times, week after week, I hear people, I don't know what God wants. Yes, you do. You do know what God wants. He wants you. And he wants all of you. And praise be to God, he's so good that all of the things he wants you to have, he sent his wonderful Holy Spirit to take the very things of Christ and to put them in your life. My, oh my. It's done. Do you get it? And I'm telling you, it's upon me every single day. Son, take from me. I've got all your answers. I've got everything you need. And I waste my time just like you do every time I'm not looking to him. And time after time, I get to that same bare cupboard of unbelief because I didn't trust him. When all he said was, son, just go back to the barrel that I've provided every day, and there's oil in there, and there's meal in there, and if it's enough to feed you every single day of your life. Man, I love it. Man, I love him. Oh, God, praise your name for what you're doing. But brothers and sisters, this is the height of the love of God, and it is offered to all. And it's God's very desire, and it's his call, as we know in the scriptures, for us to come into it, to come into that knowledge of it, that the Holy Spirit would come and bring this into our life. And as I was rejoicing in this and thinking of the great cloud of witness, how we truly are a people that are without excuse because we have been under this message. We are hearing this message today. Thanks be to God, we've had brothers and sisters in our lifetime that have lived to the joy of the coming of the Lord. And Jesus just came so sweetly and said, honey, you're going to go the way of the subway. But praise the Lord, they were looking to that last moment. Could he come right now? And I've said so long to a few of my brothers and sisters in Christ that have lived that victory here lately. And I am so thankful, and may we always be in remembrance of that. God forbid we get complacent. God forbid we would be like that Queen Vashti. I got to thinking of that poor sister. I got to thinking of that poor brother that had it all. Oh, and she had it all. In the book of Esther, you'll read about it. She was the queen of queens. She had the royal crown. It was hers. The king loved her so. He desired for her to come forth so he could show everyone the beauty of her. I want to show people how beautiful you are. What's been worked in you. What you have because of what I have given. But you know what? She refused it. She refused the commandment of the king. She refused his words. She refused his desire. She refused all of the things that he wanted to do. And at the end, the sadness of it all was she lost her testimony. The light had gone out. And so it was decided that the royal crown would be taken from her and given to another that was better than her. Let me tell you something. All Christians do have his wonderful life, that wonderful everlasting life. But there's a difference in the growth. There's a difference in what shine, praise God, and the beauty and the stone that you're going to emit and be that God wants you to be. Now, I'm going to tell you something. If this isn't the height of the love of God, I don't know what else could tell you more clearly. I'm thankful that it is so clear to us that the Word of God tells us through Brother Paul, hold that fast. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. That's now. He's given that to you. You have this message. You know this. God has placed this to you. He's searching for that true worshiper that worships him in spirit and in truth. And I'm so grateful to God that we have that calling upon us, brothers and sisters. But I'm going to tell you, you better hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown, because there is an Esther in waiting. There's an Esther in waiting, and by the grace of God, let it be me. By the grace of God, let it be you, because he loves her. He loves her above all the women. She obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, and set the royal crown upon her head. Now, I want you to just take it for a moment. That's what he's offering to you. I mean, look at you. That's being offered to you. That's being offered to me. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, how could we not be excited about that? By the grace of God, how could we not praise the Lord with our lips and everything that is within me? I don't jump out of bed every morning. I said, Lord, I got another day to get ready. I can't imagine what you're preparing in this life. You saw me in ages past, and you didn't put me in a milk-warm church. You didn't cast me out into something that you never even hear the name of Jesus, that they'd get together like a bunch of country club, or you didn't put me in a thing where, God forbid, the name of Jesus is something evil. You put me in a place that loves the truth. You put me with people that are running the race to win him. I can't imagine the grace that he's bestowed upon us. I'm not better than anybody. I'm not. I wish people would quit thinking that about people that love the Lord. That's just the enemy. He loves everybody. He died for the sin of the world. And he did it. And all he said is, come after me. Come after me. Want it. I know everybody's sitting here today. You want something. Everybody here wants something. But do you want Jesus and do you want his best? Oh, I pray we do. I'm so grateful to God. He's got us in season for a harvest. And oh, what a harvest it's going to be. But brothers and sisters, that sweet lady, he set the royal crown upon her head. He set that royal crown upon her head. The height of his love. The height of the love of God. And I hope we're getting it today. It's you. The height of the love of God is you. It is. He wants us to see that. He wants us to understand that in that height, what he wants you to be. And what he's already provided for you to get there. To achieve it, to finish it. That you don't have to strive. That this isn't something that I get up every day and I've got to order it out. And I've got to plan my life. And I've got to do this and do that. No, Lord. Christ in me. You'll make it happen. You make it happen all the time. When I acknowledge Jesus Christ and his wonderful grace and his working power, it changes me from glory to glory. Hallelujah. To glory, to glory, to glory. I can't help but be like him. You can't help but shine forth the love of God. See, it wasn't you at all. It's just because he opened up your heart. All by grace. And you said, I will, I do, I'll be, whatever you want. Come on in here and get a hold of this life. How magnificent, how much he loves us. The place that he wants us to take with him. Truly, that I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. It's toward me. It's already there. I mean, that was the thing. I couldn't even. She was caught up, and I love it when I can say, I love you, Jesus, and my desire is towards you. It's kind of like Peter when he finally said, oh, Lord, thou knowest. Let's just get it over with. You've loved me since the beginning. You desired me from the very beginning. From that very moment. It wasn't me at all. It was just your grace. It was there all the time. You know, I was thinking about how when I married my wife, I'm confident of the love that she knew that I have for her. And I say I have for her because of the grace of God. But she was confident in that love. And I'm confident that she was confident in that love, that it wasn't a love that wanted her behind me or her underneath me. Oh, no, 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 no. It was a love that she's my equal. It's a love that I want her beside me. It's a love that I knew that she really is, even today. And I know I'm going to pay for this one. But she's my glory. She is. And I just think of that with my Lord. Why would he have given us that to rejoice of in his wondrous word as the greatest type of his love for us? And why would it be any different? And it's not. I've got news for you. That's what he wants for you. Come on in and take your place, honey. How many times do I have to tell you the height of my love is you? Oh, my goodness. I can't tell you how I delighted this week and just smile after smile. Lord, I know it's your work, but the height of your love is what you're doing in my life. What you're bringing me to. And Brother Paul saw it too. Praise God, he rejoiced in it, didn't he? When he was taken into the third heaven. Go read it there in 2 Corinthians. Refresh yourself on it. See, he saw the height of the love of God for him. He saw that day when he would be like him. He had that vision. He could see it. And not just like him, but like him as joint heirs together with Jesus Christ, ruling and reigning jointly with him. Now I understand how he could glory in that man. You know how people say, oh, you give glory to God. Yes, you do. But that's how you give glory to God. You glory in the man that I hope to be. I glory in the man that I know that Lord Jesus Christ is making in us. Hallelujah. That he is willing and doing of his good pleasure in our lives, brothers and sisters. This is the mightiest of time. And we need to be about the things of God right now. The height of the love of God. You know, I look at you today and I think, you know, maybe we're starting to even get it. Just starting. Don't get too big ahead. Just starting. Just starting to see it. But you know, and that's a wonderful thing because without a vision, the people perish. But you know what? You got to go after it. Absolutely. Are you willing to go? Are you willing to allow him to work that? Because I'm going to tell you something. To know all these dimensions of his love, brothers and sisters, I'm finding out it's a way of sorrow. Yep. If I didn't know the love of God, I would think it strange. If I didn't know the love of God and it wasn't flowing in my life, I would think it fearful. If I didn't know the love of God, if he didn't surround me and encourage me in it, I would have quit time and time again. But you know what? I want it. I want it. It's worth it all. I haven't found anything worth this even remotely. You haven't either. So how do we get it? Well, as we've rejoiced, it's already been provided. But there's a sweet verse, Romans 15:13. It says, now the God of hope. See, you needed a God of hope, didn't you? Because we're hopeless. But see, I've got a God of hope. I got a God of everything. And I'm hopeless without him. I got a God of hope. And my God of hope fills me with all joy and peace. In believing. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Never going to have it without it. Joy and peace in believing. I got to be satisfied with believing God. That's got to satisfy me every day. Lord, I believe you. And immediately I'm satisfied. I've got it. Praise the Lord. I've got peace. I've got joy. Hallelujah. But it doesn't stop there. It says, now, not only do I got hope, oh, son, go abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my, through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, we have heard that many times. And I'm thank God that we have heard that many times. So I'm going to ask you, what's the difference today? The difference today is by grace in the Holy Spirit. It's not going to be mere words anymore. No, not today. Not today. It's going to enter my heart by the grace of God that Jesus loves me. that Jesus loves you. I know you know that Jesus loves you, but that he loves you like this. That he does. This wasn't just for a few. This wasn't just for a certain religion. This wasn't for just a certain church. This is for you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and everybody. That Jesus loves you so much that he wants you to win him as bridegroom. He wants you to be in the bride of Christ. He wants you to be in the bride of Christ, and you to be in the bride of Christ, and everybody to be in the bride of Christ. He does. That's the purpose. He's no respecter of person. He isn't. And this message, by the grace of God, it's for all. And brothers and sisters, we can have this precious vision of the bride adorned coming down from heaven. Isn't that so wonderful? Having the glory of God. And that's you. That can be you. And it's not a far-fetched thing. It's the will of God. Do you know that's God's will? I can't contain it. That's the will of God for you. God, help us to be moved. God, help us to want to be the wife that has made herself ready. See, that's God's will. I hear people talking about God's will every day. Well, it was God's will for that, and God's will for this, and God's will for that. It's God's will that you be in the bride of Christ. And it is. And if you don't take it, you have nobody else to blame because you didn't want it. And that's all it comes down to. You just said, Lord, I don't want it. Do you see how easy? I'm serious. There's simplicity in the gospel. It's truly a heart today that just says, Lord, I want this. I want your bride. I have a heart for this. I believe, God, you put me in a meeting. You put me in a message. This might be the first time you're here today. I don't know. But I know that God counted you worthy to hear it. And I know he doesn't just cast around things willy-nilly. He doesn't do that. It's got purpose. They're like straight arrows and they hit right where they need to hit. And God wants you to win his best. And nothing short of it. Now really, by faith and by grace today, do you think, Lord, you know what? I'll go. I might not even really have an absolute, definite thought of exactly where I'm going. But I know you're leading. And I know it's going to hit the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. If it was any harder than that, I'm telling you, none of us would have it. You couldn't get it. Boy, I hope, God forbid, there isn't a one thinking in here, oh man, he's just laying it out too easy. It ain't me, it's just the Word of God. I know if he be for me, who could be against me? My family hears me say, get her done a lot. Get her done. I don't want to hear that. Just get her done. He's got to do this one. And you know what? He'll get it done. He said he'll finish it. Yeah. Glory. We'll wrap it up. I want you to think about this glory as you're walking out of here. That word glory means splendor. It means the thing that belongs to Jesus Christ. It means the most glorious and exalted state there could ever be. Sounds just like, to me, the height of his love. Did you know he said in the Word of God that he wants us to be glorified together with him? Glorified together. In the Word of God, it says that he wants us to take the height of that throne with him. In the midst of the throne. In the midst of the throne. I was rejoicing with a sister this week, and I said, you know, that throne in the midst, it's the royalty that's set above all so that all can observe. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how he does that. I don't know why he would even mess with me to do that. I haven't deserved a thing. I'm telling you, I haven't deserved one thing. But there's a thing called the height of his love. And every time I think I disappoint him so, Lord, I come so short of what I could have been. That, Lord, I didn't believe you when I should have believed you more. I've been laying prostrate upon my face. And he says, arise. Because he says, that lady that I'm coming for, honey, she's looking for me. And he's getting that done. Oh, he's getting that done. She's on that throne. And I got to thinking, can you imagine what's observing her? I love reading about my brothers, them disciples. They're observing her. Oh, yes, they are. Moses, Samuel, Jacob, Ruth, Esther. Oh, the debt. I even owe the testimony that by the grace of God they lived. That they lived that life to show what Christ could do. And not that I've apprehended, but by faith I know that I can take that place. And they're going to observe her. And they're going to glory in what God has done. They're going to sing praises and glory to him, for his bride has come. There's his bride. Hallelujah. She's got the glory of God. Oh, in her light. It's just like him. Brothers and sisters, it's real. And the world may have passed you by. Over and over and over. And over and over and over. But do you know what you know? I believe you do. I believe you know the height of the love of God. I do believe it. I believe that you know the height of the love of the I Am. And in a moment, and in a twinkling of an eye, it's going to be our time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's going to be our time with him. And it's going to be the height of the love of God. And it's never going to end. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I tell you the truth. These are my words. I call you, Jesus. I call. I long for your heart. To be my heart. When you don't come, when you don't come.
While every head is bowed. We just give you the glory, Lord, for your work, for your word, for your love. God, thank you for such a loving, loving Savior. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.